It's time for Microcast Monday, next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. Yes, happy Monday. I hope your day is headed off to a good start. Remember, it's going to be a great day, great week. Great things are in store for you. You got to have that positive attitude. Remember, law of attraction, what you put out, you are going to get back. Big shout out to all the brave men and women out there working in the criminal justice field. Whatever you were doing, wherever you were at, thank you for tuning in. And if you love the content, which I'm sure you do, head over to Apple Podcast and give us that 5-star rating. And remember to share it with your family and friends. That's why we continue to grow. Thank you so much. Folks, if you love coffee, and I know the majority of you do, you're working in the criminal justice field, you're going to love the products from Four Sigmatic. Everything from coffees to elixirs to cocos, they have it all. My personal favorite is the Lion's Mane Mushroom Coffee. Yes, I said mushrooms, the good mushrooms. It gives me that extra zip and energy and clarity that I need to get me through the day. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to Four Sigmatic, and you're going to get 15% off of your purchases using the promo code CJEVO. Enjoy. Folks, if you love the show and you love the content, you're going to love my micro book called Evolve. This is a collection of routines, habits, and advice to take charge of your life and be your best self. Now, I wrote this book for you, the criminal justice professional. If you want a copy, reach out to me on social. You can find my links on the cjevolution.com website, or you can go to that site and get a free ebook version of Evolve. Now, if you want an autographed copy, reach out to me directly, and I will get you one in the mail. On to Microcast Monday. As you head into your Monday, hope you have a great day. Remember, be safe, come home to your families, and I want you to think about the contacts that you've made in your life. Now, I know criminal justice professionals, not all contacts are good, but I'm talking about the people that have really come into your life and you've made a contact with that could help you down the road. You never know where that contact is going to take you. And I know a lot of us in criminal justice, sometimes we're closed off to the fact of meeting new people, accepting new people into our lives. I know because I was like that. But what I'm telling you is that the contacts you make now, you just never know where they're going to lead in the future. So be open to making new contacts. Again, for many years, I didn't want to meet anybody outside of law enforcement because I didn't trust them. That's just how I was raised in law enforcement. If you didn't have a badge or a star, you couldn't be trusted. That's not a good way to think. I know that now. But the point is that the more you put yourself out there and open yourself up, no, I'm not saying compromise your officer safety. I'm just saying being open to the fact of meeting new people. Because you never know where those contacts are going to take you. Maybe they can enhance your career. Maybe they can help you when you get outside of law enforcement. Everybody's going to retire or get out of the field one day. So again, contacts. The more contacts you have, the more connections you make in your life, the better off you're probably going to be. But here's a little secret when you're making connections. It's about bringing value to that relationship. What I mean is, don't be that person that is constantly out there looking for connections, people that you think can help you advance your career or help you with whatever you want to do without bringing value to that relationship. And here's an example. Whenever I make a new contact, the first thing I do is I reach out and say, hey, I'm Patrick. How can I help you with what you're doing? I know it's simplistic, but trust me, and I'm sincere about it. All right, I want to bring value to them. If I can help them anyway, that's going to bring value to them. So many people in positions where they can help, you know, movers and shakers, whatever you want to call it, people of influence, they get people every day asking them, you know, for free stuff, asking them how they can help them. And that's not how relationships work. There has to be value on both sides. So again, when you're reaching out and you're making those connections, remember that first, bring value to them, and then they're probably going to reciprocate and bring value to you. But remember, first and foremost, you never know where that contact is going to lead you in your life. So moral of the story, be nice to people. Be open to meeting and connecting with new people. Folks, I hope you have a great day, great Monday. Remember, go out and conquer the day. The day is yours. The week is yours. And stay tuned for more great guests on the CJ Evolution Podcast.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.